I'm now joined with Labour Party TD Duncan Smith to discuss his views in relation to the proposed increase in toll charges on major roads for 2023 and also about the recent lack of transport services provided by Dublin Bus and Go Ahead Ireland. Good afternoon, Duncan. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Johnny.
First of all, Duncan, last week government had agreed to intervene and defer the proposed increase in toll charges for 6 months until the 1st of July next at a cost of €12.5 million. What do you make of this?
Well, I think we're in a right pig's ear of a situation in relation to this now, Johnny. I mean, I think it's incredible that in a cost of living crisis, when people are really pinned to their collar and they're counting every penny, every increase in every staple food, in your basic energy bills, that these companies, which are in contract with the state in public-private partnerships, decided to increase many to the maximum the toll charges that people have to pay when they're commuting to work or commuting for school. When this was announced 2 weeks ago, it caught everyone by surprise and off guard. And there was uproar from my constituents, people all over North Dublin City and county, people who use the M50 every day, people who use the M1 tolls every day going north. They're just outraged that after a budget which was supposed to help people, which was supposed to reduce costs, we see this increased cost for people who really have no other alternative. Now, the government have come and said, look, we'll postpone it for 6 months, but the companies are still going to get their increase equivalent. They're going to get 12.5 million. That's going to come out of general taxation. The taxpayer is still paying. So it's a situation now. I think this is a crossroads in terms of tolling companies in this country, what our long-term future is for funding the renewal and sustainability of our road networks. And I think now is the time to have that conversation.
So, Duncan, what are your views in relation to the sudden announcement by companies to increase toll charges from the 1st of January next? Okay, we know now this won't happen for another 6 months, but the reason given for the increase is due to the significant rise in inflation, as you had just mentioned.
But we still haven't had a detailed analysis given to us by the companies as to why they need this this extra funding, as to what impact inflation has had on the provision of their services. You know, if they need the money, then make the argument. But this has just come as is their right under the contract to increase with the cost of inflation. But given the climate that we're in, we need detail. So I'm calling for a long-term toll freeze until we have conversation about how we're actually going to fund our roads, how we actually raise revenue, what level of tolling is appropriate, if indeed tolling is appropriate at all. I mean, we look at the M50. The M50 used by many Dubliners every day. It's brought in 1.2 billion over the last 10 years. That's fully state-owned in tolls. Do we still need to have a toll on the M50? Can we find that revenue somewhere else? Let's have a grown-up discussion about it. But until we have that, let's freeze tolls. There should be no increase in tolls. It shouldn't be delayed for 6 months. They should just be frozen. No increase. So people can budget not only into the next 6 months, but beyond.
Okay, in any event, 6 months, you know, will pass very quickly and then we're back to square one again.
That's exactly
that's
it.
That's basically what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, and what was said at the Transport Committee tonight by the Chief Executive of Transport Infrastructure Ireland was that under the current contractual arrangements, that if we put off the increase in tolls now, that it will lead to even larger increases in 2024, which is an incredible statement to make and just shows you that these contracts, as they're constructed, and these are long contracts, Johnny, they're like 25, 30, 35 year contracts that these companies have with the various tolling companies all over the country. They have so much power to impact the household budgets of workers up and down this island. And it's something that really can't continue. This is state infrastructure. Yes, it needs to be funded. And if we need tolling, then let's have a conversation. But it shouldn't be in the hands of private companies to be able to increase on a whim, it seems, the tolls that's going to impact so clearly on people's budgets. And one example that I have, Johnny, is I was speaking to a young worker who was living in Swords and commuting to Ballymount. And the increase in his monthly charge for having to travel through the M50 every day will be over €100 a month on the increase alone. I mean, that's incredible. And as you will know, there's no direct buses, there's no direct trains. It would require multiple connections to get from Swords to Ballymount, and it would be a two-hour-plus commute each way. So driving is the only option. So that is the impact these toll charges are having on workers. And as you also know yourself, no one travels on the motorway because they're going for a scenic drive. They're going because they have to travel for work. They have to travel to visit family or medical appointments. They're traveling for a reason. So this is a captured audience that are just being squeezed and gouged for extra revenue, and it just can't happen.
Okay. Duncan, how about providing discount toll charges for volume or frequent users of toll roads, not just for truck drivers? Could this be an option?
What I'd like to see now is a proper conversation about tolling and revenue raising on our motorway system. And if there's discount, if that includes discounted toll charges for selected users, and I wouldn't be prescriptive about it at this point, then I'd be open to that. But my bottom line at this point, Johnny, is there should be a freeze for everyone and absolutely no increases until we've had that discussion either through the Transport Committee or in the Dáil.
Okay, could that happen within 6 months?
I think it's definitely going to happen within the Transport Committee. We're going to be asking for a conversation about tolls following on from the meeting this week. That this is not something that's just going to lie. I think people across politics and across the country are really angry. It feels like a straw that broke the camel's back moment.
Okay, so on a slightly different note, over the last number of months, local bus commuters have been experiencing very bad, very poor service, including buses not turning up, cancelled services, and inconsistent real-time passenger information through their apps and bus stop signs. This is down to a recruitment problem. Tell us your views, Duncan, if you don't mind, in relation to all of this.
This has been the local issue across Dublin now for the last, really since we've kind of come out of COVID, but it has become crystallised over the last, since the summer and into the autumn months. We've had a very poor level of service, and it's been admitted by the bus companies, both Dublin Bus and Go Ahead, the private bus concern that's operating in the Dublin market. And it's, I met both of them. I've been met with Dublin Bus in their HQ. I went out to Go Ahead out in Ballymount to meet them and look at their operation. And the issues that they have fundamentally are down to recruitment. And when you scratch the surface of that, Johnny, you come back to the underpinning crisis of our time in our city and in our country. It's housing. People cannot afford to live in Dublin on bus drivers' wages. And you'll know from growing up, and I know from growing up and up until very recently, that to drive a bus for Dublin Bus, or indeed Bus Éireann at the time, was a good living. You could afford a holiday, you could afford a home, you could afford a Christmas, you could afford to raise a family. That doesn't exist now. Why? Because of the price of housing, be it rent or mortgages. And that's a huge problem across all our public sector in terms of nurses and teachers and these frontline services such as bus drivers. If we can't recruit, then we don't have a service, and it's hitting commuters every day. I've had people missing job interviews, I've had people late for work being penalised, I've had people missing exams, missing the start of school, and it's been a major problem. And on the Go Ahead service, which operates 10% of the routes across Dublin, a lot of those services wouldn't be high frequency services. So if you're out in Portrane in North County Dublin, and the 8 o'clock in the morning bus doesn't turn up, the next bus isn't until 9, and you have no other option. You know, you're either in a taxi or you're going to be an hour plus late for your work or your appointment, and that's just not good enough. We need to be able to rely on our bus service, no matter who's providing it. Dublin Bus has been slightly better because they have capacity and they've scaled, but they've still been letting people down with missed services and this real-time passenger information disaster. So it has been a really dark time, they've admitted it, but we need to see recruitment, and we need to see, beyond all that, a solution to our housing crisis, because that is impacting the recruitment of much-needed frontline workers.
Oh, okay. So we know that 25% of drivers from Go Ahead Ireland, they had resigned. Do we know any particular issues that led to this happening, or was it just that they happened to get higher paid jobs?
It's varied, but we understand many have gone to work in Dublin Bus or Bus Éireann, where maybe they deemed the contracts to be better, longer, more secure. Many drivers have left altogether, left the industry. They've gone to work in companies such as Intel, IBM are actually really big employers at the moment. And I've heard that from both companies, that people are being attracted to the work patterns, the hours that these companies are offering at the moment. So they're not just moving between transport companies. They're moving outside transport altogether and leaving the industry, which is an even bigger problem. So we need to put in place, if we are to meet our climate targets, if we are to meet our public transport targets, if we are to reduce congestion, we need buses to do it, and we need drivers for those buses. Like, this is a big job now for the bus companies, for the Minister for Transport, who really needs to take a more active role in this. He's been quite silent on it. Very big on climate targets, very big on reducing carbon, very big on talking a good game on public transport provision. But when it comes to the nuts and bolts of industrial relations and hiring bus drivers and ensuring that the service is actually provided, you know, on the roads, in through North Dublin and South Dublin and everywhere in our city and county, he's been very silent.
Okay. Is it possible that the issue could be resolved soon within both bus companies? Like, bearing in mind, of course, there needs to be a training process for new drivers.
We understand that there are drivers in the recruitment process at the various stages. There's a multi-stage process. There's training, there's certifications and all that. You don't just turn up and are able to drive a bus. So, and we have seen in the last few weeks an improvement, a general improvement in the service. But the bus companies will say themselves they are still concerned about the fundamental long-term issues. They may get staff through their training. They may improve their services over the course of the short term, but they are still vulnerable to drivers leaving to go to other jobs or leaving because they can't afford to live in Dublin and provide for family in Dublin. So those problems and those challenges will still remain, and they require delivery by government across their fundamental pillar of housing policy.
Okay, finally, Duncan, in your view, should there have been backup plans in place to prevent this happening in the first place?
Absolutely. I mean, the one thing about having drivers having to go through a multi-stage process is you can judge weeks in advance how many drivers you're going to have at a particular time. And it's very clear that that kind of contingency planning wasn't carried out to the degree with which they were able to provide alternative services. So instead of being honest and upfront, are giving people notice. That's another thing. They should have known. So you can give people notice and you can say, look, we won't be able to deliver this service for these couple of weeks. But what we've had is the ghost buses. We've had the services disappearing from our streets, disappearing from our real-time passenger information systems. That's what angers people. People will make alternative arrangements if they have the time. And it may be an inconvenience, but if they have the time and the notice, they will make it. But there was no contingency plan done for this. And that is why people have been rightfully angry. The basic service that their taxes pay for, that they need to contribute to society through work and education, has been let down. And, you know, the public transport companies and the bus companies have an awful lot of ground to make up, not in the next weeks, but in the next months and into the next years.
Right, so we leave it there for today. And Duncan, thanks very much again for joining us. It was great talking with you, as always. And all the very best to you. Take care.
Thanks, Johnny.
You're most welcome. That was Labour Party TD Duncan Smith talking about his views in relation to the proposed increase in toll charges on major roads for 2023, and also about the recent lack of transport services provided by both bus companies in Ireland.